Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday Music Podcast. We are at volume Mish 26, episode number 13. Our drop date is Monday, June 29th, 2026. We are coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. For all your branded clothing and marketing materials needs, see Jim and his team, DetroitShirt.com. I am your host, C. Willie, joined this week again by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. Guess who we have today, guys? This is amazing. Absolutely talented. Has a rocking beard. Let me tell you what.
We are happy to have Drew Hale in the studio with us. Drew, tell us how you got here. What was the backstory there?
Well, back in, gosh, I guess it was 2008 now. I used to do music for churches, and I kind of grew up, that's kind of how I cut my teeth in music, was playing music in church. And I was the music director at, 20,000 member church in West Texas. And oh, wow. Life was so fast paced. My wife at the time, we were talking about how, you know, if we wanted to have a family, we needed to probably go somewhere else and work. I mean, it was a 60-70 hour a week on a regular week kind of job. And so, we were looking for somewhere. Her family is from Northern Indiana. And so we were looking for a place that was maybe a little closer to her family. And we happened upon an ad for a music director job here in Traverse City. And so I came up originally to take that. And that lasted about 3 years. And, but we loved the area so much that we stayed. And I've got three boys that are natives to Michigan now. And so this is home.
Fantastic. Wow. Well, welcome, and we're glad you're here.
Thank you
so
much.
And what a beautiful area, too. For the folks that know Michigan, Traverse City is one of the most beautiful places you will find. And,
a
lot happening there, and a solid music scene, too. There's a lot going on from that standpoint. You describe your sound, at least through the website, as roots rock. Would you tell me a little bit of what that is?
Well, growing up in Texas, roots rock is actually it's a really solidified genre. There's a whole bunch of guys. Have you ever heard of the Red Dirt scene?
Absolutely.
So Texas, Oklahoma, that area. And so I grew up, and that was my kind of country. Roots rock is a mixture of country, blues, and rock and roll. And bands like Whiskey Myers and Reckless Kelly and Turnpike Troubadours, that kind of stuff, to me kind of fit that category. I won't call it Americana. I hate that term. but roots rock is what it is. It really is. I mean, when you hear the band, you'll hear it, but even when I'm by myself, I try to still bring that same energy.
Well, it's interesting to me, too, because, we were talking before we started the show. Quarter Peep and I were sitting out on the back porch this weekend listening to all of your stuff.
All of it. The words now.
Even with the bass, the roots rock, the hard driving that may be, I heard a lot of ukulele.
I don't know that I've done anything with ukulele.
If it wasn't ukulele, it was something high pitched there.
Mandolin. I use
great.
A lot of mandolin.
Yep. A mandolin. Oh, yeah. Okay, mandolin. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I like to use a lot of I don't use very much programming in mm-hmm. what I do. I like real music played by real people on real instruments. And so lot of what you're gonna hear, I usually actually produce my own music now and play at just about everything myself. So what you're hearing is me struggling behind a microphone, trying to make something happen.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really proud of what I've been able to come up with this last couple of years.
Well, and particularly in an era of AI, when there's so much that is not real that's out there, to find artists that are doing this the real way it's becoming, I think, a little more of a less and less that folks are doing that. Because of ease and cost. But my goodness, when you find the folks that are doing it and doing the right way, the way you are, what a mm-hmm. difference that makes.
Well, AI will never be a thing that I use. I've worked too hard for too many years on my sound and my skills. And I want to play real music by real people. So, there's a lot of people that use AI, and I don't want to fault them for that, but that's never going to be me.
There you mm-hmm. go. There you go. The first one that we've got queued up here tonight, I just love this song. This song took me back to some wild times. I think this really epitomizes Michigan summer. This is going to the lake with your friends. This one's called Great Lakes Summer Night. this is what we do here when the snow melts and the ice is off right. The lake.
Yeah, I'll come out to play. Yep.
This is my love song to summer in Northern Michigan, because I grew up where summer was, we stayed inside at all costs, you know. So I moved up here and discovered what summer really means. And so this was kind of what came out. This is my love song to summertime in Northern Michigan.
Folks, if you are from the Midwest, if you're from anywhere around the Great Lakes, you're going to relate to this one. This is Great Lakes Summer Night from Drew Hale.
Not a cloud in the sky to hide a single star tonight. And we're picking up buddies on the west side. And we're headed on out to the bonfire. And we ride, leaving all our cares inside.
Cares inside.
'Cause we know that winter's coming soon enough.
Sir. Drew
Hale. That's not summertime. I don't know what is.
That is it. You are taking us where we all want to be all the time, right by the lake. That's Great Lakes Summer Night. A great, great tune. Thank you so much for that one.
Yeah, you bet, man. It's been really cool to see what it's done up here in the north. Our local baseball team, the Pitt Spitters, they play this at every single game, you know, and people are just rocking out. This gets probably way too much radio play up here. It's what everybody requests, and I'm so grateful for that. You know, it's at this stage, this album, Roots and Wings, that this song is on, is 10 years old this year. So there's going to be some cool anniversary stuff coming out for this, including Great Lake Summer Night, maybe some reimagined tracks from this album. So lots of fun things happening the rest of this year with this tune.
Fantastic. Exciting things happening with Drew. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side and talk a little creativity.
Sounds great.
The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday podcast. We are with Drew Hale. We're talking about some great things that he's got going on. Drew, there in the Traverse City area, you talked a little bit about the baseball team playing the songs, the 10th anniversary of your album, and you started talking a little bit about what was happening with that. How has that all transpired?
It's been kind of a running thing since COVID, really. For a long time, I traveled with a set band, the Drew Hale Band. We put out an EP back in 2019, I think. But that was really the last thing that was studio recorded. And mm-hmm. we recorded that one in 2017, I think, or 2018. Up at that point, COVID happened and my band kind of dissipated. Moving forward, I knew I had my only option just financially was to kind of figure out how to do the production thing on my own, Sure. And I've had a lot of studio experience over the years, so I figured it couldn't be that hard. So I started just kind of sitting down and working through, the process of trial and error and School of Hard Knocks, and have put out now, I think, probably a dozen songs that I've produced myself. I will do mixing and mastering on my own. But I do have a great producer in Chicago, named Matt Prock, Area 44 Music, that I use when I really need some good polish on something, but everything else I do myself. And, maybe I'll ask a buddy to play a bass part or a guitar part here and there, but 99% of it is just me at this point. Wow. I can put out music more frequently. I can kind of do it at my own pace. I can be in complete creative control. So that's kind of where things are at right now. I actually am starting a little studio up here called Dead Honey Productions. And I'm producing for other artists now. I put out a full length album for an artist named Stackable last year. I'm about to put out a 7-song first release EP for an artist named Juliet Ray up here in the north. And my goal is to start producing music from Northern Michigan artists and really focus on that. Because like you said, we have a great music scene up here. And really, there's very little music put out from these artists comparative to how many great artists are up here. So that's the goal. That's kind of where things are headed for me.
Well, please keep us in mind as that continues to evolve. We would love to, particularly on this platform, we would love to feature anybody that you've got coming through there. And let's
see,
it's not just Detroit in Michigan. And I think that's what a lot of people fall into is, well, it's Southeast Michigan and then the rest of you, you're on your own. There are pockets and there are places like that Northern Michigan music scene where there's some phenomenal artists.
There really is. And it's untapped into for the most part. There are so many great artists that just kind of play out week to week and you can go hear them live, but there's not much of their own music out. It's cost prohibitive and there's really, sure. There are studios up here, but it's really tough to get the right product that you're looking for. So I'm hoping to do that and, bring some great music out of Northern Michigan. And don't get me wrong, I love Detroit too. I just played a songwriter series down at Music City Hall at the, oh my gosh, the little cafe in there.
Aretha's.
Yeah. Aretha's. The Songwriters in the Round. I did that last month, actually. That was really fun.
Okay. Isn't that just a phenomenal facility too?
It's so cool.
A beautiful place. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I played there a couple times now and I really, really love that spot. It just has so much history and so much vibe, It's a cool spot.
Well, we've got another fun one queued up here for you, and I'm dying to hear the backstory on this one. This is a lot of fun. When we've heard this for the first time, I turned to Quarter Peep and I said, "Yep, thank you." This one's called "She Drives Me to Drink." Can you tell me a little bit about this one?
Oh man, well, I think you know everybody knows that saying, you know, that oh gosh, yeah, she drives me to drink, you know. But I think it's really fun, you know. And to me, the great songwriters are ones that can take a saying or phrase that everyone knows and kind of flip it on its ear and make it mean something different.
Yeah.
I worked for Traverse City Whiskey Company for a long time through COVID and all that for like 3 years. I worked back in the distilling department and bottled things and blended batches. And so I was writing this song. I started writing the song when I was working there. Yeah. I was just one of these days. I was just like, I got to get the hell out of here. You know, like it's almost five and I'm just itching. It's Friday. I need to go. So I was on my way home and kind of, you know, putting some song lyrics down on my voice notes and stuff. And it took me until last year. So it was probably like 4 or 5 years in the making. It just wouldn't come together. It's one of those songs I kind of had to fight through. And then when it was right, it was right. But the whole idea that, you know, you get off of work after a long day and the one person you love is like, yeah, you've had a long week. I'm going to drive tonight. You go have fun. You know? And it's so funny. So it's funny to me because, the woman I was married to before didn't have a driver's license like her whole life. And so I would drive everywhere. So I didn't get to have someone drive me home after the bar.
Sure.
You know, but my partner now, we've been together, 3 years and she's so great about, you know, every once in a while she's like, you take the night off, I'll drive tonight. So that's when it kind of came together for me, you know? And so it's, that song is about her. And also, I'm not sure if you caught the reference, but, talking about cranking up a little Chief, I've been an Eric Church fan for so many years, even before he got super big. And so I've got a couple songs that kind of refer to him, you know. So this is a little bit of a Chief ode and, you know, kind of an ode to my girlfriend as well. So she drives me to drink.
All right. Well, let's enjoy this one because she is going to drive us to drink. This is Drew Hale.
Absolutely.
Vacation, fighting the urge to give my work my one finger resignation. Well, whistle blows and I'm headed home and I see a message on my phone. Honey, put on your dancing shoe. I'm on my way to you. She pulls it up and I hop in a shotgun seat. Roll the windows down, crank up a little Chief. She's my the dream.
Yes, and we thank her for it. Drew Hales, She Drives Me to Drink. Quarter Peep, I might need a ride in a little while, so if that's all right. No, it's such a great song, and I love exactly what you're talking about, when you can take a phrase like that and turn it into something unique and fun like that. That's just, that's really cool. So, again, thank you for writing that song, too, Drew.
Appreciate it. That's a fun one to play live, too. People really like
that. I bet. That's got to be a crowd favorite. Hey, Drew, we're talking tonight about some of the things that you're doing there, and I know there's some folks that are going to be hearing this and hearing you and saying, hey, how do I get this guy? Where are you found in all the electronic searches that we do out there?
The biggest thing is social media for me. I mean, that seems to be where most people are connecting with me these days. I mean, I have a website, but it's relatively, you know, unvisited versus social. So people can find me at Drew Hale Live on all the social media things. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all the things. They can find me there. And I'm always posting information about where I'm playing. I do travel a lot. Northern Michigan is, you know, where I play primarily, but we're on the road all the time. I was just in Rockford a couple of days ago doing a big block party there. I was in Detroit a couple months ago. We're going to be in Pittsburgh this weekend for 3 nights. You know, so we're on the road a lot. If you want to catch us where we're going to be, you can find that at Drew Hale Live on all the social media things, and also on streaming at Drew Hale.
Okay. And I wanted to touch on this too, Drew, and I hope this is okay. You talked a little bit about the studio and the things that you're doing from a production standpoint. What if there are some folks that want to get to know you there and say, hey, could you help me as I'm producing this? Is there a different location to find you there, or is it the same thing?
You can contact me there, but I just started getting social media off the ground for it's Dead Honey Productions. So you can find me at Dead Honey Productions. If you're wanting to get a song put out, I'm actually working on a couple things, for a couple of new clients. And I do singles or albums or EPs, a lot of fun things. So, you know, feel free to shoot me a message. Would love to talk. My goal is to kind of have this be what I'm doing full time and being able to do performances when and where I want, rather than, you know, having to play in bars 5 nights a week.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
I love playing music. I want to do more of my own stuff. So hopefully this studio production kind of thing will help me be able to be a little more choosy with what and where I get to play.
Well, and what a great thing to be able to help some of the folks out there that may not have the ability to get a studio elsewhere. This is in the backyard, and how much, and again, the talent that's up there is amazing.
It is. And honestly, it's been really, really rewarding because aside from doing the production standpoint, I also coach songwriters. So a lot of the people that I've worked with production wise have been songwriters that I've been coaching for a few years. And we put the songs out that we've co-written together. And it gives them, you know, some coaching and a way to hear the songs that they've finished in a way that kind of brings them to life, you know. And honestly, that's been incredibly rewarding for me, getting to build relationships with those people. And now they're my friends, you know, we co-write all the time, but they started as people that came to me for coaching. So that's also part of what I'm going to be doing through this studio process. It's going to be kind of an all-encompassing thing, and I'm really excited about it.
Absolutely phenomenal. What a great thing you're doing. What a great service you're bringing. And hey, it's all the more for the rest of us to enjoy.
Yes.
Appreciate that. That's my goal. More music from Michiganders.
There you go. Well, here in the Detroit Shirt Company studio, we have one more from Drew Hale. And this one's a little more joy than pain. Can you tell us the backstory on this one?
Ooh, this one is the last probably 3 years have been some of the toughest of my life. I went through a divorce and have moved a whole bunch of times. And, you know, I've just been kind of trying to find myself and my rhythm and groove. And, you know, I finally feel like I have a partner that is helping me be myself. And so this song kind of came out of, we just moved into a new house this week. You know, like, I don't know if you can see it behind me, but I've still got shit spread all over the floor and just, I mean, we're still unpacking. So this song kind of came out of that, you know, the wanting to move forward, the trying to still be present with where my life is right now. Cause like I said, I've got three teenage boys, you know, so it's like, I if I'm not present every single moment, I'm going to miss something.
Sure.
So, you know, it's just kind of a reflection of where I'm at in my life and how grateful I am to have a partner that sees me and loves me for all the weirdness that I bring to the table.
Boy, I can relate to that.
I love you.
This is one that I think a lot of folks are going to be able to relate to. This is A Little More Joy Than Pain from Drew Hale.
In time, there's a thin red line drawn between love and pain. Light matches to a bonfire. Which one really starts the flame? Well, I knew right when I met her, I'd met more than my match. Now here I am laying in the bed I made, and there ain't no looking back. Times the year I finally left, stuffed two lives were the boxes in the attic at 906. Ain't it funny how slow the time can go while it's flying at the same time? Take your eyes off the road for a second, 1,000 miles left behind. About what love's supposed to be. Some might say it's simple, some call it a mystery. Well, honey, I don't need much, as long as you feel the same. Just the dogs and the kids and my honey sweet kiss, and a little more joy than pain.
A Little More Joy Than Pain from Drew Hale.
It's about all we can ask in this life, I think, you know?
It is. And I'll tell you what, I've said this after the first two songs. I'm saying this after this one, too. Thank you so much for writing that. That is, there are an awful lot of people out there that if they are fortunate in life are going to hear that song and say, yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
You know, I think, you know, I'm a firm believer that I want a happy life, you know? But I think sometimes we have to temper our expectations. Not that we don't expect good things to happen, but I think we have to be realistic that there's going to be pain. We're going to struggle with things, but if we can find just a little bit more joy than what we're going through, we're going to be all right.
Yeah. There's a piece of philosophy for us all to hang on to. Drew Hale, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. This has been a pleasure.
This has been a great show. This has been an enlightening and a lot of fun show. And I wish your studio some great success, too. We're looking forward to seeing what comes out of that.
You bet. I'm very excited.
Keep in touch with us. Yeah, let us know what's happening with it. We really want to do everything we can, too.
I appreciate that.
It's important to us that music scene really develops there, too.
Thank you. We will definitely chat again.
All righty. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Jennifer Westwood and Handsome Devils.
All right. That's going to be a lot of fun, too. That is a wrap on tonight's show. We thank once again our wonderful guest tonight, Drew Hale. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Folks, if you know more Michigan artists like Drew that you would like to be hearing something from here, drop us a note. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is the website. We'd love to hear from you. You want to know where we're going to be, when we're going to be going to see Drew, when we're going to be elsewhere around the state and around the country, VehicleCitySound.com website has all of that information on it. We appreciate your support. Appreciate your support. And guys like Drew, we appreciate everything that you're doing for us. And hey, folks, do good things.
Be good to those who love you.